We had all written it together. It was going to be on my solo album, which never got released. And, you know, I think even our dad may have, like, sang on the original demo. And it was years later. So we release It's About Time, our first album, which doesn't really have the authentic sound. And John Fields goes, hey, there's one more song that I heard a demo of, and it's great. I want to produce a version of it and see if it's right for the album. We were all really opposed to it. Like, it's not our sound. Like, we're more like emo, pop, punk, rock. He's like, give me a day, and then let's see. He's like, I just want to try some things and see. I'm going to give it the Dare You to Move treatment. Dare you to move. Dadgad. For any songwriters, it's
changed our life.
You should learn how to play Dadgad, very simple shapes, but it gives you really interesting voicings for songs. Oh, wow. And it's very easy to play. And he had used that and was like, I'm going to do a Dadgad version of Look Me in the Eyes. Come back to a studio that night and he plays us what he had spent the day doing, and it's incredible. And it's what ended up being on the album. We cut our vocals, and to me, probably one of the most meaningful songs in our catalog, and what it means to us as a family, but what it means to our fans, and hearing stories of people from all walks of life, generations, how that song has affected them or impacted them. I think there's also a soulful element to it that was a really important piece to our sound, and our dad fully, you know, instilled that in us as writers and singers.